Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I was going to start. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jess. I'm Jen.
How's it going?
Welcome to Fat Mascara, the best beauty podcast in the world.
How's it going?
Wow. Overpromising a lot on this Tuesday. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Cannot believe we are still recording at home. Cannot believe we're still stuck inside.
I'm loving it. I love the recording at home. Honestly, it saves me a lot of time. And you just pop on my screen with like a new look every time I see you. It's really fun.
I am actually trying out an old eyeshadow. You know when like you look through your makeup and you're just kind of like, I haven't worn this in a while. So I dusted off an old Tom Ford palette and I'm like playing around with this new old is new eyeshadow right now. What do you think?
I like it, especially because it sort of complements your headband, which is also in champagne-y pink and lavender tones.
Yeah, this is, like, I forgot the name of the palette, but it's like a rose, it's like something rose, like a rose, dusty rose, rose quartz.
Can't
palette,
really go wrong
something.
With a dusty rose.
Yeah,
you?
So it's like a shimmery palette.
It's great.
Thank you.
I'm taking back, like, you know how we were talking about earrings 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and then Jenna Lyons had been talking about earrings?
Yes.
Your headband is making me think the headband is the accessory of Zoom era, not earrings.
It might be a great Zoom accessory, but I also have to say, it for me, it's good in bursts of like 25 minutes, because as we know, longtime listeners of the show will know I am a migraine sufferer, so I do not like anything on my head.
Oh, it squeezes too tight.
And this is one of those like, oh, I was like an upholstered headband. You know, it's really got a lot of padding, and then it has it's like decked out with
sort
rhinestones.
Sort of like we were talking, like, you know how Amanda Gorman, the poet laureate at the inauguration, she had like a upholstered, sounds like fabric. What should we say? Like padded? Like a fabric, like,
yes, yeah, I'm saying it's upholstered because it's like, it's got padding. Yeah. It's like a piece of furniture.
It's a weird term to use for an accessory.
Well, it is a piece of furniture. So I put it on and it's not gripping, but it is sort of like, you know, it's sort of positioned. And
that is how headbands work.
Definitely. But it's not like gripping into the hair.
Like the little comby ones, like the plastic ones from when you're in elementary
school.
Like a
little kid, yeah.
And remember, you would rake it back on your head, and like if you could see the lines of the teeth of the headband, you were like, okay, that was a good placement.
This is really on, But I do feel kind of like, okay, like it's going to feel good when I take this off. So it's good for those like, okay, I'm going to keep it on for a 30-minute meeting. Then I'm going to exit the meeting.
And everybody will think I have my shit together.
Right. Exit the meeting, zhuzh your hair, head massage. And then when it's time for the next meeting, pop it back on. Ah, great. I look together, you know, and then repeat. Repeat.
Yes.
Repeat.
Yes.
You know.
In fact, as you say this, I'm taking a screen grab that we're going to put on our Instagram later, showing people. There we go.
This is this one I'm really quite excited about because I do like the bling.
Me too.
Thank you.
So I'm also excited about this episode. Can you take us through it? What are we
going to
talk about?
I will take you through it. So we are going to do the headlines. Jen has some headlines prepared for y'all, and I am curious to see what happened this week, as I have had my head down and I don't really know what she has got cooking. Okay, then I'm very excited because I'm going to answer the perennial question that every year, this is like, you know, teen magazines. It's like, I remember, there's no teen magazines anymore, but I remember like women's magazines, teen magazines, whatever. There's certain stories you do every year, and the reason why
every
is
3 years, we got a new set of girls,
right?
And they've got to know
exactly
how do you hide a pimple.
Exactly, it's always relevant to a new set of, you know, women, up and comers, whoever. Well, here we go. Can you get addicted to lip balm? There's always going to be somebody who the thought has just crossed their mind. So,
and I always have to ask it again because then I hear the answer and then I'm like, but is that for real? So you have an updated answer for
exactly,
us, right?
Exactly. So if the thought has just crossed your mind, I'm going to tell you like it's the very first time.
I love that Jeff is just walking by, creaking the floorboards as if we're not recording a podcast right now. Well, I love you, Jeff. Hi. Well,
he had to bring my baby into the
other
room.
I know. It's just a lake. I wish we had videos so people could have seen that. That was adorable.
And then what is the deal with this like rumor going around, or I shouldn't say rumor, there are reports going around about people who have or who had currently had cosmetic filler having reactions to the COVID vaccine. So if you are lucky enough to get the COVID vaccine,
should you be worried?
Right. Exactly.
I will tell you. Well, the experts.
I mean, I wish I had this problem. So
down the line, everybody's going to have access. So we should talk about that.
Okay. And then we're going to wrap it up, of course, with Raise a Wand. And we also have a listener Raise a Wand waiting in the wings. So let's get to the show.
It's time for the news, and I have to give credit to, I'm going to call her our Southern correspondent, but really it's our new intern. So Valerie joined us earlier this month. You'll probably hear us mention her here and there, but she's been helping us gather news and come up with ideas and keep everything organized. And she goes to the University of Delaware, but she's based right now in Georgia. So yeah, like, can she just be our Southern correspondent? What do you think?
Southern correspondent Val.
I mean, Southern United States, because I know we have listeners everywhere. But anyway, thanks to Valerie for some of this news. Are you ready? Here we go. Lots going on. So Jess and I have talked a lot about beauty companies making commitments to environmental action, but Unilever recently announced new goals for social equality, and I personally am here for it. So Alan Jope is the CEO. He said the two biggest threats to the world currently faces are climate change and social inequality. And then he, end quote, he goes on to talk about how this year really showed us about social divides. So amongst other goals the company put into place, you know, lots of big corporations do this time of year, like, oh, by the year 2035, we're going to do whatever. They're saying they want to ensure everyone who directly provides goods and services to their company earns at least a living wage by 2030. So that's not just like, oh, the dude working at the corporate office in Unilever marketing your Dove soap, but like people doing raw materials in other countries and things like that. It's scary to think that they're not earning a living wage, but I think that's a really admirable goal. They're also going to try and use suppliers that are owned and managed by people from underrepresented groups more and plan to spend 2 billion euros annually with those types of companies. It's kind of a complicated list that they went through, but I'll link to it on our blog in case you want to check it out. And I really just want to see other beauty companies doing social equality goals, not just environmental goals. I think that's really cool. All right. Oh, Jess, you're going to love this one. I always keep the animal testing news like on my radar for you, but also just because it's right. Progress is being made in China. So I know we've talked about a lot how some companies, if they are being sold in China, they cannot say that they don't test on animals because correct. You have to test on animals to be sold in China. No longer the case. China changed its laws about a year ago. We reported on that, but it was still in the works. A country has figured out how to work with China to get their products into the country without animal testing, and it is France. So they have worked out, it's not really a workaround because there's tons of ways to test cosmetics to make sure they're safe without animals, but China just wanted to be sure that the companies were doing it the right way. So France has now set up this this sort of, I guess, like a downloadable process for their companies so they can get China's good manufacturing practices certification without doing the animal testing. And I thought it was cool that it was France because actually a lot of our beauty brands that we know all around the world are made in France.
I mean, it's like one of the meccas of beauty, yeah.
Right. So it's very complicated. You can look into it. I'll put a link on the blog. But just know there are French companies now that will be able to say they've banned animal testing completely, even if you point out and see, oh, they're sold in China. That is no longer the way to decide, you know, whether or not they're testing on animals. So good news there. Oh, also Dior Beauty has a new celebrity makeup artist. Sam Visser is the newest U.S. makeup artist ambassador for the company. If his name sounds familiar, to me, he's like Kris Jenner's makeup artist, but I'm sure that's like not how he wants to be known for the rest of his life. He's also, of course, done Bella Hadid and Kaia Gerber's makeup. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing more from him via his contract with Dior.
I was about to say the Bella connection's probably very big with Dior. I wonder if that is part of how he got in.
It's possible.
I mean, not that he needed an in with anybody. You know, he's super talented on his own, but that's interesting.
I know. And as you guys know, that's how it works with the cosmetics company. They don't just do celebrity faces. They also contract makeup artists to work with their products and get their name out there. Okay, telemedicine news. So obviously the last year, telemedicine has become more popular. Clearly that was going to be happening with dermatology as well. But does it work? A year in, I mean, it's been a year, right, at this point that, like, we've been quarantined.
Shoot me.
The answer turns out to be yes. A new report from George Washington University, which was just published in the Journal of Drugs and Dermatology, one of my favorite reads, found that patients were overall pretty satisfied with the experience of having a dermatology appointment virtually. They liked it because it was efficient. They didn't need to have transportation. The downsides were 27% of people missed the physical contact of being with the doctor. And 15% didn't think they got an adequate assessment virtually. But then I was like, listen, you could go in person. 15% of people would be like, the doctor didn't hear what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But overwhelmingly positive, only 9% of people said, I wouldn't do it in the future. Meaning more than 90% of people are like, yes, please. Why am I going to drive all the way to the dermatologist when I can do it virtually? So I thought that was cool. I guess that was kind of my science corner, but I'm going to use this last item to be my true science corner. Gather around, fat mascara fam. Okay, it's about gray hair, which I know, listen, I'm just attuned to this news in general because I started graying when I was 15. Well, get this. When you go gray, it may be influenced by your ethnicity and your race, according to a new study. Well, it was an academic review published in the Clinical and Aesthetic Dermatology Journal. So hair graying onset varies with race, but on average, if you are Caucasian, that would be in your mid-30s. If you're Asian, your late 30s. And if you're of African descent, that would be your mid-40s. So the incidence of age and onset of hair graying, it's similar for both men and women. And I forgot about this, but you know how we talked about this once. We had like Dr. Erin Gilbert on to talk about extrinsic and intrinsic aging. So like intrinsic aging being like, yeah, here I am, 35. All my cells are 35. I'm starting to go cray. But there are extrinsic factors that lead to this as well. We've talked about stress, but smoking and UV exposure really do speed up the onset of gray.
Okay, sure.
So I mean, like you're out there in the sun, you put on your sunscreen. I'm not saying if you wear a hat, you're not going to go gray, but like, okay, stay protected, you know, especially if you're one of those groups I just talked about that gets gray hair sooner. And also, if you happen to go gray before those dates I just said, that means you are prematurely gray, which means I was like prematurely gray. So lucky freaking me. And now you can leave the science corner. I'll send you all on your way with lovely little stats and facts. That was news.
Okay. All right. I thought we might end with something warm and fuzzy.
Oh, I don't have my like local color item today. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Val, our southern correspondent. Val, get on that. We need some, we need local color for next week.
We need a feel good story. Okay. All right, guys. I want to talk lip balm because if you are anything like me right now, you are going through lots of it. Actually, I've not actually finished a tube yet. I've got like 7 different ones on the go. I've got my Peo, which I raised a wand to. I'm holding Lana Lips in my right hand right now. And I'm also talking about it with friends. I have a group chat going on right now. We're all talking about our lips are so chapped and like inevitably this bubbles up. Can you get addicted to lip balm? Which is
a
question that has been kind of like bounces around year after year. Whether you're 13 years old or 31, we should know by now. I feel like I should know by now, but once in a while I'm like, maybe you can.
I just had a friend text me. She was like, I swear my lips are more chapped than usual. She didn't connect the dot, like, am I addicted to lip balm? We were like, oh, is it an aging thing? And yes, your lips get drier with age, but.
Oh, lovely. I mean, I never thought like addicted, like, you know, like at the bar, like, you know, with the lip balm.
No, but like without lip balm, I can't even be normal anymore. Now I'd be like a dry, flaky desert, you know?
Yes, like I need lip balm more than ever. So I knew that Dr. Robert Analik would give me some good advice because he's very no-nonsense. He would not indulge me in this, you know, any kind of silliness with this question. And he was like, this comes up a lot. You cannot be addicted to lip balm. He said, an addiction, very flatly, is something that is something serious involving brain chemistry where someone would suffer truly negative consequences rather than miss the chance at fulfilling the addiction.
Okay, yes. But can you get, like, used to lip balm? Like, your body needs it? Maybe not addicted?
Well, I appreciated him just schooling me.
Reminding us what addiction is.
And thank you, Dr. Analik.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So let's just get serious. No one's addicted to lip balm. But he did say you can develop a habit for lip balm, okay? And that is, like, the kid who's applying chapstick 45 times a day or my friend who is addicted to, like, DCT or whatever, little pot of Carmex-y type stuff, or me right now with my Lana lips, which is just hitting the spot today. He said there's a sensation of that freshly hydrated, protected feeling. It feels so good. It becomes your sense of, I hate to use this phrase, but he said it, your new normal that drives the habit. So if your lips feel good and cushy and delicious versus that grim reaper, like death, crusty feeling that is my new normal when I wake up in the morning, and especially during the winter, which are you going to prefer? And if you stop using it after a long period of time, you're not going to like it, but it's not that your lips are going to stop producing natural oils and moisturizers. You didn't train your lips to like now become dependent on
external moisture instead of their own.
Yeah, or a certain brand or something. It's just your lips felt better with insert blah-blah-blah product.
And you forget how crappy they felt with that.
Right. Now, he said there are some very uncommon scenarios where there's a physical dependence, like where you would develop a physical dependence, like if you had a skin allergy or something to an ingredient, and then the balm was soothing to the allergy. That is super, super rare. So let's just take that off the table for 99% of you all who are listening right now.
Okay.
But if you don't have an allergy and the balm wasn't a soothing thing, like a soothing emollient, like you're not addicted to your lip balm, it just feels good. So you can just shut down all of those conversations on your group chats or your, like little chit chats.
And it's okay if I like feeling that feeling all the time and just keep putting it on hourly. Like,
yeah,
there's no harm.
Yeah, you're not like spoiling your lips or like training them to be addicted to a certain brand.
Or getting them dried out more by using.
It's like if it feels good, just like do it. It's a cheap indulgence.
This is the one time we're allowed to like.
Yeah, like this is like the hot cocoa treat for your lips. That's like you can just go for it.
See that?
I'm going crazy right now.
We all have our bad habits. This is one that's like not necessarily bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It's like cheap. It's good.
I love that you're doing that in the middle, right on our mic. Just give it, give that bomb. Yes.
I mean, can you
give me some ASMR sounds? Let me hear.
Oh, that's so gross.
That's that lovely lanolin sound.
This one's really nice. If you guys are wondering, this is the Lanolips 101 ointment. It's a multi-bomb minty one. So yeah, so this is a little bit of, I don't know if it has menthol in it, but you can use it on your dry patches, cuticles, elbows, and more. This one's great.
I like that stuff. Yes. Be wary if you have a lanolin allergy, though, which I think is like 4 to 5% of population. But other than that, that's a good one. Okay. So you've put it to rest.
Yeah,
but
case
you know,
closed.
Like 2 years from now, you're going to get that same question from somebody. So
you could tell
please see
all your
episode 272 of Fat Mascara. Go ahead and forward it to your friends and we'll give you the truth.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Jess, you know how sometimes there's like a news story that gets picked up everywhere, so you feel like it's a bigger thing than it actually is, and you're like, it's happening to everyone.
Yeah.
At least in my circles, which are the beauty circles, I saw so many stories about people who had gotten the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine and had also had cosmetic fillers and had an allergic reaction.
Okay.
So what happened was, in the sites where they had filler, be it their lips or maybe their cheeks, they got swelling along with all over facial swelling, like the day of or the day after they had gotten their Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. And there's like one picture of a woman with her lips that like I think I saw on every news channel. And so a couple of people DM'd us about this too, and I wanted to look into it. And so I went to one of the authors of a new study. She basically put out a paper with some other dermatologists to help other dermatologists figure out what was going on. So I spoke with dermatologist Ariane Kourouche about this paper, which was in the Journal of Women's Dermatology. And what she said, what we know is 3 out of 15,000 people who were in the Moderna vaccine trial had this reaction. So just so you know, it's extremely rare. It was very resolvable with like steroids and things like that, and should not preclude anybody from getting the vaccination. So if and when you are able to get the vaccine and you're like, oh shit, do I get the vaccine or do I get my Sculptra or do I get the vaccine or do I get my Restylane? You do not have to choose. This is very rare. She also said she thinks that it was underreported because I was like, well, why? What about the other trials? Like there's a Pfizer vaccine. There's all sorts of other ones. She said that they might not have reported they got cosmetic filler because if you're thinking about the things that happened to you, you just might not think to put that down. The doctors have to report it. If you have a reaction and it's small and it goes away, you might not go to the doctor and take pictures of it. So it's safe to assume that like there were more than that in the world with other vaccines too, but still very rare. And the other thing she said to point out was that it's mostly just with HA fillers. So I think we've talked about this on the podcast, but like there are different materials and cosmetic filters. The hyaluronic acid is like Juvederm and Restylane, but then there's also PLLA, which is in Sculptra, PMMA, which is in Artifil, but it's mostly been an issue with hyaluronic acid fillers. So now you're wondering what? What is your question, Jessica Matlin?
I'm actually wondering, like, if their faces popped out, like, cartoon style, like Batman or, like, The Mask.
Like, have you ever seen someone who had, like, steroid face when you take steroids and your face gets swollen?
Yeah, but it wasn't in one spot. It was kind of all over.
The picture I saw, the woman with the lips, it was like they were, like, cartoonish. But
okay.
You could also have generalized swelling.
Okay. And I'm also wondering, like, you know, you can get filler, like, let's say you got filler in September, and let's say you got the COVID vaccine in January, would it really give you swelling?
Excellent question.
Do you know what I mean? Like, did you have to get it 2 weeks ago?
So up to 6 months. So it is actually when it's been more close to when you got the filler.
Right.
And that actually gets to the why this is happening. As Dr. Kourouche was explaining it to me, basically, anytime your immune system gets revved up, it can like react upon itself. And if you got the filler, that revved your immune system because you were putting like a foreign substance in, but probably not to any level that would cause any sort of reaction. But if you add and adding in a vaccine, which really revs your immune system, you can trigger a reaction whereas you wouldn't have otherwise. So the vaccine alone might not do it, and the filler alone might not do it, but put together, you have that kind of reaction. She said that's the usual way this is happening, though there was one case where it was like a byproduct in the vaccine is what caused the
reaction. And would the swelling naturally go down? Like if it you might, just like wait it out? Like,
a doctor doesn't want to mess with that. They're going to give you, you know, a steroid, or they're going to give you something that's like to take care of the swelling like you would with any allergic reaction.
Right.
Because these things can get bad. If you have an allergic reaction, your throat can swell up and all that. You don't just like leave it. On that note, we should probably say like, if you have an allergic reaction to any vaccine that you're taking, like go see a doctor. Don't just like assume it's going to resolve itself.
Right.
But I thought that was really cool that like your immune system gets revved up by the filler. I didn't even think of that. To me, it was just like, oh yeah, you put in a little hyaluronic acid. What's the big deal? But no, that like triggers your body to be like, oh, what's going on?
There's something foreign in my body.
Yeah, so that's kind of what's happening. And the swelling is the way of your body saying, hey, we're revved up. We're trying to fight this thing. We don't know what it is.
Right.
So that's really what's going on there. But again, she stresses and we stress like it is such a rare thing. So you shouldn't really worry about it. However, if you're planning to get filler and the vaccine, maybe don't schedule them like 2 weeks apart. You know, give a little time between.
Right.
But really,
you can wait on your filler.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Prioritize the vaccine. Exactly.
That's what I was going to say. But I don't know. Like some people, I remember during quarantine, are like, oh my God, I need my filler. And there was nothing with Botox, by the way. So think of the injection separately. Remember, filler is not the same as neurotoxins. And so I want to thank Dr. Kourouche for that. And I'll link to her paper so you can see what she was talking about. Lots of science speak, but it'll give you the picture if you want to see it. So there's that.
Interesting. I want to see that photo. Hey guys, it's time to raise a wand. And this one is from, this is a very unique one. I like this. Andrea from Saskatchewan, take it away. Take us on your fragrance journey.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Andrea, a longtime listener from across the border in Saskatchewan, Canada. I would like to raise a wand just to the fact that the human brain seems to associate fragrance with time and place. I'm working from home right now because of the pandemic, and I found that my days were kind of blurring into one another. Work was bleeding into home life was bleeding into work. And so to kind of like block it off, I started wearing different perfumes when I'm at work at my desk in my basement, and different perfumes when I'm just hanging out with my family. I'm going about daily life. So I've been really loving the Atelier Cologne Vanilla and the Cedar Atlas scents for when I'm working. It just, even just smelling it, I'm just instantly on my desk. I can focus better. It's strange, but it works. And then when I'm at home, when I'm hanging out with my pets, my family, working out, doing some yoga, I spritz on a little bit of my Chanel No. 5. And then I just know, you know, I can relax. I'm in not in work mode anymore. Anyways, I wanted to raise a wand to those perfumes and to just using scent to kind of break down my day working from home. Have a good one. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Andrea, I love this idea so much. I also love that you gave us the shout out of your colognes, the Atelier and the Chanel No. 5. Sounds delicious. If you guys want to share your raise a wand, call me 646-481-8182, or you could just email a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. I'm going to use this time right now real quick to remind you, you can also review us on iTunes. Jess and I realized we never ask you to do that, and lots of other podcasts do. And like, it helps us find new listeners. It helps us make the show better. I actually read them all the time and I'm like, oh yeah, we should do that. Or maybe we should stop doing that. So shoot over and send us a review. You can also just email us if you ever have suggestions. So that's info@fatmascara.com. Okay, let's raise our own wands.
Jen, what do you got?
Me first? Okay, I'm really excited about this. I don't know if you've noticed, not today, but I've been wearing like a great new red lip lately. The reason is this red lip is mask proof. The mask thing I hate, so the masks, I am not an eyeshadow makeup girl. I'm a red lip girl, and the masks like take that away. But honestly, you pull down the mask sometimes to do some stuff, or if you're walking, not around people. I like to have lipstick on all the time, and I wasn't able to wear it because it kept smearing on the mask.
Yeah,
I have tested so many, even my one that I thought was like my stay proof one would get smeared on the inside of the mask. However, Maybelline Super Stay Matte Ink Liquid Lipstick is the shit. Now, this is like one of those liquid lip paints. So like, I thought it was going to be kind of dry and crusty. It's not. It's still flexible, if you know what I mean. Like, it doesn't crack when you put it on. And the color Exhilarator is a cool red with like a bluish undertone. It makes your teeth look whiter, in my opinion. And you can also, this is the thing, if you don't like liquid lipstick because they just look so like, they just look so done. Like the line on the edge of your lips is so solid and they just look so pure color. You can use this one like a stain.
How
like
do you even, do it as a stain?
Like I put it just a couple dots and then I use the pad of my finger to rub it in. You usually can't do that with liquid lipsticks because they have that texture that like doesn't, you know, thin out.
Yeah.
So but this one, it has playtime before it dries down. I guess that's what I'm trying to
say. Okay.
So you could like rub it in like a stain and get like just like a flush of color, but still it will stay through your mask.
Nice.
So okay. I think it's like $9. And I know Maybelline has a lot of different lip lines, but this is the one. There's lots of colors too.
Is it the kind where like it's just, is it like double end? Like then you have to seal it with another
nope.
thing?
Nope. Okay. You know those what are I'm the ones about. That I think, because then if it needs the balm, you know it's a little crusty. You know what I'm saying? This one is like a liquid paint in a tube with a tiny pointy doe foot.
Got it.
That's what I always thought when I got them. I'm like, if you have to give me the balm, you're telling me it's not great by itself, right?
Yes, yeah. It's like it needs like a...
Like here, we solved this problem but caused another one, so here's another thing to fix that problem. And that is basically the beauty industry in a nutshell, right?
Exactly. Here you go. Bye.
We cleaned your hair, but we made it drier, so now you can use conditioner.
I mean, it's a slippery slope. That's the funniest thing I've heard, like probably this month. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is about... a bigger problem. It's diapers.
Oh, so, what's going on with the diapers?
So this solves a problem. So this is for my mamas out here, okay?
Still reminds me of your bachelorette party when your friends just kept going, Mams!
It's like four glasses of wine deep. Mams!
comes. With a wine charm on your glass.
With a wine charm, of course. How would you know if it was your glass or not if you didn't have a wine charm? Okay. It ain't a party till the wine charms come out. So I discovered a brand of diapers called Believe. And what is great about these diapers is that they do like the whole charitable kind of, I don't want to say the Toms thing, but that's just kind of like speak, like kind of a consumer speak that you'll all understand, where it's like not only do you get something for your money, but you're also giving back. So I met the founders and I was, you know, Jeff came home. He was like, well, I mean, like we're all like, we're not going anywhere, but he went out to like run an errand and he came back and I was still on the Zoom that like he had left and I was already on the Zoom and I was still on the Zoom, talking to these founders because I was just so inspired by them. They were not in the diaper business at all. They were each running their own successful businesses, nothing to do with babies. And one of them had read an article or seen something that just blew their minds open about how diapers are such a huge issue and like problem in our country. Like 1 in 3, I'm not going to rattle off a bunch of like very upsetting statistics to you. I know this is like an upbeat show, but just to give you a sense, 1 in 3 U.S. families cannot afford diapers. That is shocking. But it's really not if you realize how expensive diapers are and that has a ripple effect in families. That has, you know, if you can't afford diapers, that sometimes can mean like you can't go to work that day because you have to stay home and like change the cloth diapers, or you can't.
Go to the drop-off daycare center because they need to have fresh diapers.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah, when I drop off Lake for daycare, it's like, every week, it's like bring reams and reams of expensive diapers. It can mess up your family dynamics. It can mess up your relationships, your marriage, your anything. And there are no national government assistant programs to help cover the cost of diapers. So when you buy Believe diapers, they actually do a one-to-one matching program. So they don't donate a diaper to a U.S. family for every single diaper that you buy. And when they, I mean, the founders that I met, they were the kind of people who you need in like the world. They're the kind of big thinkers where like people that the people that they work with, they were like, oh no, you can't do this. Or like, that's not how insert other diaper companies do it. Like, that's too expensive. They were like, no, we can do it. You know, like they're these kind of big thinkers, super ambitious, like we can do anything kind of people. And they're actually doing it. And the diapers are made of, you might be wondering, well, what do these diapers look like? What are they made of? They're beautiful. They're really absorbent. They're made from, you know, all of the things that you want right now from a diaper company, like bamboo, no chemicals. They're no chemical, like all the chemicals that people are saying, you don't want this, that, and the other thing, chlorine, latex, PVCs, lotions, phthalates, chemicals, none of that's in there. So if that's like your standard right now, trust me, like that kind of stuff is not in the diapers. You can go online and check them out for yourself and see if that's like the kind of thing you want in your baby. I'm not fussy about, like, I'm not like one of those kind of like super organic moms, but when I saw the diapers, I was like, yeah, this looks good. And they're like little cushy pillows of love. And they're actually, you know, a company sends me diapers all the time just because, like, you know, I like put my baby.
You're a public figure with a baby.
No. That sounded so super doctor. Companies send me diapers all the time. But like, I get to try a lot of stuff.
I know. Remember when you said it to Jane Fonda? She's like, people don't send me stuff. 2 minutes later, she's like, oh yeah, that's right. They do send me stuff.
Because I just was like, wait a second. Like, if I get like a bunch of lip gloss like every week, Jane Fonda is probably getting like, do you want to try this like, you know, Lamborghini? I don't know. I've tried a lot of diapers. These diapers are like, it's like putting a small sofa on my child. So these diapers are just awesome. I'm very proud to support this brand. I'm really excited that there are people like the founders that Believe who are doing this kind of work. And I also think it's important that we shine a light on like, you know, inequality, to your point earlier in the show, economic inequality, and just what it takes to like, dude, like raise a child and like, you know, just freaking make it in this world.
We brought it full circle there.
Exactly.
For you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Go get your beauty sleep.
Get
we
your
love
beauty
you.
Sleep. Yep.
Get your beauty sleep. We will see you on Thursday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.